I think the actual tease activity, if you want to call it that, so the sort of the big launch and the wake-up messages and the bottom of the icebergs and buses and flash mobs and so forth was very, very well executed. Certainly got people intrigued, which essentially is what teasers are there to do, and generated a lot of conversation. But if you park that, I think where it falls down, well, one of the areas where it falls out down, is I don't think that was been particularly well constructed within what I'd call a communication strategy framework. So the notion that you would go out with a load of messages, get people talking, and then not reveal for several weeks later, to me, is probably something you would have done in the pre-digital age. And I think that would have been the sort of thing you would have put together probably 10, 15 years ago. And I can almost see the block plan in the client presentation, which says, you know, day one we'll launch with all these funky stunt things, and then we'll create intrigue and generate word of mouth, and then 3 weeks later we'll go out with a big reveal. The world doesn't work like that anymore. It's not a linear communication channel model. It's something that has to happen with a great degree of simultaneity. I think the fact that it's
so give me that word again.
I can't say it twice, Tim. Simultaneity? No good?
Well, I wasn't sure that you're going simultaneous or spontaneity.
There you go. It's all about fusion, Tim.
You heard it here first.
But the point I'm making, particularly if you're working in the technology category, you have to expect people are going to want to talk about it, want to be in the know, going to push the message instantly. And the notion that you've actually come out as a business and talked about your teaser before the reveal, it seems to me to be a little bit incongruous.